Felix Unbound, written by Kathy Gunn, narrated by Colette Redgrave. Felix Unbound by Kathy Gunn. Chapter 1.
Well, I'm already there now, so tonight's definitely off. I'll call you as soon as I get back from Cairo.
Anthony snapped and hung up.
Tiffany exploded with rage. How dare he stand her up? She slammed her mobile phone down onto the sofa, but it skittered across the taut fabric and shot into the shrine nestled in the old fireplace, toppling the joss sticks and tumbling flowers before smacking into four bronze Egyptian statuettes. Osiris, Isis and Nephthys crashed together into a triangular but delicate balance, while Seth, the old trickster, clattered dramatically right out of the grate, knocking over the cat figurine on the hearth. The duo fell sideways, narrow eyes accusing.
"Oh, now look what you've made me do!" Tiffany shouted.
All desire to see Anthony had popped, like the soap bubbles sometimes playfully battered by her tabby cat. She hated the man tonight and glared at the mute phone now resting in the wreckage. It flickered in a panicky blue burst and went blank. The sleek tabby, woken by the commotion from his snooze beside a bowl of geological crystals on the coffee table, sat up, bristling. Tiffany reached out a hand to soothe him, cupping his chin and bent to rub her forehead gently against his.
"Oh, Felix, dearest Moggy, why can't some men be more like you?" she muttered,
but the cat was not appeased and jumped down. He stalked the open ground floor window. When things got noisy at home, a neighbour's cluttered study was worth a sly visit. But as he dropped down onto the garden path, the air outside seemed as charged as Tiffany's mood, and distant thunder grumbled. He hesitated on the warm flagstones. Inside, Tiffany knew she could rescue the tumbled figurines, but her head was throbbing and now her throat hurt. She sneezed, ignoring the chaos.
"Ugh. Now the blasted cat's taken off as well."
"Ptah!" she finished, crossly, as if appealing to the life-giving Egyptian god about whom her great-grandfather Freddy once wrote his pamphlets. She had loved playing with these sounds as a small child.
"Oh, I can't be getting a cold now. It's almost summer."
She stalked over to a small sideboard tucked into the alcove next to the fireplace to find her bottle of whiskey and poured a shot into a tumbler, hoping the elastoplasty taste and kick of the peaty malt would numb her sore throat. It made her gasp, another ancient incantation, and she poured a second shot to savour more slowly. Thunder muttered again, louder and closer, and the gauzy curtain at the window fluttered anxiously. Tiffany turned away, deciding that a deep bath might help to soak her ills away with a generous libation of perfumed oils. As she left the room, bearing her consoling glass, a gust of wind rattled down the chimney, costing Isis her fragile balance in the fireplace. The figurine slipped forwards, her bronze headdress striking the abandoned mobile phone screen with a sharp "nt" sound. Its blue-green flash lit up the mocking features of Seth, just as a sudden crack of lightning outside breached the early evening sky and a violent burst of rain clattered on the garden flagstones, as if crying the name of its ancient goddess, Tefnut. 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 In the same moment, a loud yowl exploded outside and an expanding ball of fur hurtled through the open window into the protection of the apartment, tumbling heavily onto the floor, perilously close to the fallen figurines. The thud made Seth rock again, while more thunder growled and the rain cackled harshly. Upstairs, Tiffany heard only the water filling the bathtub. She sat on its edge, alternately sipping whiskey to dispel her throaty feverishness and pouring swirls of iridescent oils from an array of glass bottles, one after another, onto the steadily clouding water. Then she leant across to turn on the radio on the windowsill and prepared to descend into the waters, unaware of the outraged creature racing silently up the stairs beyond the closed door. Badly ruffled and tingling with static, it sped past the bathroom and turned the landing corner to flee further upstairs. Gaining the open door of Tiffany's room, it leapt straight onto the large bed and huddled into the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?